and praise in this place tonight. Amen. Let's just sing this song. I haven't sung it in a while. Lord, you are welcome in this place. This place, I need to Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Have your way. Come on, sing with all your heart. Oh, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Hey, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Have your way. Heal and deliver in this place. Oh, heal and deliver in this place. Oh, heal and deliver in this place. Oh, heal and deliver in this place. Sing it again, heal and deliver. Oh, heal and deliver in this place. Oh, heal and deliver in this place. Oh, heal and deliver in this place. And have your way. Move by your spirit in this place. Please move by your spirit in this place. Move by your spirit in this place. God, move by your spirit. In this place, have your way, have your way. Oh, move by your spirit, yes, move by your spirit. In this place, oh, move by your spirit. In this place, move by your spirit in this place. Oh, have your way. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Hey, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Oh, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Oh God, Lord, you are welcome in this place. So have your way. One more time with all your heart tonight. Lord, you are welcome. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Oh Lord, you are welcome in this place. Hey, Lord, you are welcome in this place. So have your way. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I lift my hands. Oh, I lift my hands. I bow my knees. I worship at your throne. I need you, Lord. I need you right now. Everybody sing with all your heart. Tell the Lord, say, I need you, Lord. Yes, I need you, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Say, I need you, Lord. Yes, I need you, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Oh, I lift my hands and I bow my knees. I worship at your throne. Oh, I need you, Lord. Yes, I need you right now. Come on, sing it again. Oh, we say, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Yes, I need you, Lord. Oh, I need you, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Oh, I lift my hands. I bow my knees. And I worship at your throne. Because I need you, Lord. Oh, I need you right now. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Oh, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Say every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Sing it again. Tell the Lord how much you need him. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Yes, yeah. Every hour, God, I need you. Hallelujah. Feet. I come come, I come. I need you, Lord, right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I lift my hands and I bow my knees. I worship at your throne. Because I need you, Lord. I need you right now. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. How we praise you, Jesus. How we glorify your God. We come to you, God, tonight. You're our hope, our only hope in this world. Well, that's why we come to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He's worthy of our praise tonight. It's worthy of our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Amen, amen, amen. Fine. So you can be seated for a little bit, amen. My, just reminded me of a song they used to sing in church. It was just one word. They just say, yes. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. That's all they would say is just, yes, Lord. Yes, have your way, God. Amen. Have your way, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, came from way down on the inside. Amen. Everything else was going against you. Sometimes maybe you felt like giving up or throwing in the towel, but you gave God a yes. Amen, amen. All things are working together for good because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Somebody just tell the Lord yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Say, have your way. Have your way. My soul say yes, My soul say yes. 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 Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Amen, 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 amen. You can be seated in his presence. Amen, amen. Glory, 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 glory. How we love you tonight, Lord. How we love you tonight, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just prepare for tonight's offering. Amen. And praise the Lord. Father, we are grateful for the opportunity we have to be able to give tonight. We trust that you would just use this for the furtherance of your kingdom. Thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake. Thank you for enlarging our coasts. Thank you for providing for us, Lord, to be able to give. Father, we just appreciate you. You've proven to be Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Your grace is more than enough for us. So God, tonight as we give, bless it, multiply it. As we give it to you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Sufficient for me, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Your grace is sufficient for me. Shall supply all my needs. It's according to his riches and glory, and he will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me, Jehovah Jireh careth for me.
Come on, sing it again.
Yes, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, your grace is sufficient for me, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, your grace is sufficient for me. Oh, my God shall supply all my needs. It's according to his riches and glory, and he will His angels charge over me. Oh, Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me. One more time. My God shall supply all of my needs. Oh, my God shall supply all my needs, and it's according to His riches in glory. Oh, He will give His angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me.
Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Amen. Going to read a scripture here tonight. Thank you, musicians. Appreciate you all. We'll close there. But before we actually read this, and I want to pray a prayer. I was listening to the prophet a little earlier today in the message. It's actually Adoption Part 3, but the original title was Manifested Sons of God. And he was just talking about going after different ones that kind of got away a little bit from the faith. And there was a brother that told him, said, why you keep going after him? And he say, you know, it's just the love of God in my heart that just keeps me going after different ones. He said, I'm gonna keep going after him until I catch him. All right, and it was talking about how the Lord just led him just to keep going after this person, just, you know, kept after him, until finally he called him and brought him back, amen, to the fold. And the devil is busy, amen, the devil's busy. And after he had made that comment, he said there was a prayer that he prayed for a sister that had lost her mind. And he prayed a prayer and say the Holy Spirit went after her and brought her back, amen, to her right mind. So tonight, I just have a burden in my heart. I know the devil fighting folk. I know we're going through trials. That's why I was trying to encourage the church. One more battle. Just you don't know if this is the final one, right? Just keep persevering. Go. I mean, somehow press through this thing. Amen. And I mean, you will overcome. So I want to just pray a prayer that I just go after, amen, different ones that might be going through. And we also, I got a prayer request earlier, amen, for Brother Jerry, amen. This is Sister Tanya and Sister Shonda's brother-in-law. I understand he had a heart attack, amen, earlier today. So we want to pray for him that God would just touch his body, amen, during this time. Praise the Lord. So I want to read the same scripture that we read on Sunday, just the Ephesians part of it, because we never really got a chance to go there. And I just want to share from that tonight. Amen. I'll tell you what, if you would just stand with me and I'll read. Amen. This. I'll just read the first two verses of this, Ephesians 6, verse 10 and 11. But I will comment on all of it. So let's just read this. We'll have a word of prayer and I'll let you be seated. Verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you for the word that we can read, but we pray the Holy Spirit would bring clarity and understanding to us as we proceed down a little thought here tonight. And God, our we have a burden in our heart to go after those that are in battle. Maybe somebody's been wounded in the battle. And God, it's our responsibility to try to strengthen them through the word, somehow just get them to to keep pressing the battle in this hour, and Lord, to get back out on the battlefield. We want to send a prayer to go after those that are in the midst of it right now and just don't know which way to turn. May they turn to you, God, and may you bring clarity and understanding to them. The enemy that is troubling their minds, we bind. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, you told us what we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So we loose the Spirit of God to go after those sons and daughters of God and bring them to a place, Lord, of remembrance. And Father, may the Holy Ghost just get all the glory and all the honor from restoring sons and restoring daughters. And God, we just trust that you would do the work that, amen, that only you can do. We see you already working in our midst. And anytime we see you at work, we know the devil is going to come and try to do something. But Father, we recognize him and we call his bluff. And Father, we thank you for victory in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Amen. Let me just read a little something here. I want to go back to the scripture if we can. I didn't read this on Sunday, but a couple things that I'd like to try to read here. Out of time-tested memorials of God. Amen. Just a few quotes here, and we want to just look at the scripture. Time-tested memorials of God. Brother Branham said, if he went to that much trouble to be sure that the bridge would be safe, how much trouble do you think God went to be sure this church would be safe? He says, yes, sir, there's a memorial to the death of Christ. Amen. That's his church. Some people don't want to live it. Some people will. But it's testing time. God's testing people today for his memorials. Amen. A lot of times people say, oh, I'm so tempted. Blessed be the name of the Lord for the temptations. Now, that's really something. It says, I'm so tempted, but blessed be the name of the Lord for the temptations. Right. Don't complain about them. But thank God that you're being tempted. Amen. It says, when I am weak, then I'm strong. Said Paul, every son that cometh to God must first be tried and tested. And these things are more sweeter to you and dearer to you than precious gold. It's testing time. I love the way he puts that. And oftentimes we run from the test, but amen, God wants us to embrace it because that's what's actually proving our character, right? One of the things that the prophet said, a person is who they are when they're under pressure, right? When you see a person get under pressure, the decisions that they make at that point in time, that demonstrates, that shows who they really are, right? You can mask it. You can make people think you one way, but let's put you under a little pressure and see how you respond. Then we know who you are, right? So don't run from it. Let me just keep going. It says, long years ago before they had the smelters, they used to take the gold, and how they would know how it was right or not, With all the sludge was out of it, all of the iron pyrite, that's fool's gold, all the fools out of it, the beaters beat it and turned it until the beater sees his reflection in the gold, right? And there's a statement there in Malachi, I believe, the book of Malachi, where they talk about being underneath the refiner's fire. And there was a person, a young lady asked this man, she saw him working in a refiner's fire with these different materials. And he would just sit in the fire, and then he'd walk away from it, right? Then he'd come back to it and just turn it a little bit, then he'd walk away from it. Then he'd turn a little bit more, and he'd walk away from it. And the girl just kept watching this process go on and on. And she finally asked him, say, now, sir, I just need to ask, when is it time to bring it out of the fire? I see you keep turning it and everything, but when is it time to bring the thing out of the fire? He said, oh, that's easy. And she said, well, when is it time? She said, as soon as I can see my reflection in it, then I know it's time to come out the fire. Right. And until God sees his reflection in us, we're going to get turned this way and we're going to get turned that way and we're going to get turned this way. It's just going to be a constant turning in the fire. Notice the turning does not happen out the fire. The turning happens inside the fire. Amen. The turning happens in the test. The turning happens in the trial. So don't run from the trial. Run to it. Because God's trying to get his reflection out of you. Glory to God. He said, that's the way God does his church. He gives you trial after trial
test after test, test after test, until the life of Christ is reflected in your life, until you become peaceful, sober, meek, gentle, humble, ready, submissive, willing to turn your head from the things of the world. Now, these are key statements here, right? Because some of us, we still got our eye on things of the world. But when you're willing to turn your head from the things of the world and look straight to Calvary, to the one who's doing the beating, many times you think it's strange because fiery trials and sickness and persecution, it's only done to test you, to get the dirt out of you, to get the sludge out of you, to get the slowness out of you, to wake you up to a place where you can look and see the reflection. Now, I love that it says, or men can see the reflection of Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I love that, to get the slowness out of you. You know, I tell you what, when you're going through trials, you're going through tests, you're going through tribulation, it calls you to pray a little bit more, right? When you got everything good, you don't pray as much as you do. Glory to God. Amen. There's a lot. I mean, when you're on easy street, right? Amen. It takes the press out. But when you're going through it, man, I'm pressing into the house of God and I'm believing God. It make you worship a little different. Glory to God. Amen. Your prayer is more sincere when you're going through, right? Glory to God. So God know how to get these things out of us, and it's necessary in order to bring us into the place where he wants us to be. Amen. Number of other quotes here that I want to read. Let's look at this out of Smyrnian Church Age. Glory to God, Smyrnian Church Age, and I want you to understand this. This is one of my favorites. The cloudy skies and the storms of life are no signs of God's disapproval. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. See, sometimes we start going through and we think, well, God don't love me no more. No. You're missing it. The cloudy skies and the storms of life are no signs of God's disapproval, right? Neither are bright skies and still waters signs of his love and approval. His approval of any of us is only in the beloved. His love is elective, which he had for us before the foundation of the world. Does he love us? Yes. But how shall we know? We shall know because he said so and manifested that he did love us, for he brought us to himself and gave us of his spirit, placing us as sons. And how shall I prove my love to him? I love this, by believing what he said and conducting myself with joy amidst the trials that he in his wisdom allows to come to pass. Now that means while you're going through, you got to put a smile on your face. Amen. While you're going through, no complaining, right? While you're going through, give God glory. Amen. Give him praise. Give him honor. No matter what it is that you're facing. Amen. Like my brother say, take it like a man. Right. I like that. Amen. Take it like a man. Lord, OK, this is what you gave me. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to keep pressing on. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about quitting. Amen. I'm talking about pressing on. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. A couple more here. And then I just want to bring this scripture. Actually, to it. Let's read this scripture here. Go back to Ephesians 6 and verse 10. I just got some notes here. In my Bible, the study Bible that I use, and I'm not one that's really big on the notes in the study Bible. Sometimes they hit things that are good, because I know that these are just thoughts of theologians, and I don't necessarily like to promote the thoughts of theologians when we got a vindicated prophet. But sometimes people say something that's right, and I don't mind, amen, if it's right. The Holy Spirit in you can agree with what's right. And even the prophet taught us that when we're eating pie, if we hit a seed, just push it to the side, right? If we eat chicken, we hit a bone, just push it to the side. But he said, just make sure it's a bone, right? So sometimes we run into some things that other people might say, and hey, that's all right. That'll help me. That'll strengthen me. So I don't mind, you know, using that. So there's a couple comments that I want to make here that these theologians made as they were presenting this scripture. Verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. And just a statement on the word finally, okay, that I have here in my Bible says, finally may be rendered
from now on. Right. What finally means is from now on. OK. Or henceforth. All right. From now on or henceforth. That means, and it says the spiritual battle Christians are engaged in exists from now on. Amen. Finally means your battle exists from now on. That means you're going to get victory and you're going to get another victory. And you're going to get another victory. And the reason you're going to get a victory and another victory and another victory is because you're going to have a battle and another battle and another battle, right? From now on, finally means from now on. Oh, my God. It's not going to stop here. Amen. It's not going to stop. It's just getting started. And let me just read you, you know, these notes here. It says, the spiritual battle Christians are engaged in exists from now on. Look at this. Until the Lord's return, until we get out of here, amen, the battle exists from now on until the Lord's return. And look at what they say. There is no quarter given, right? There is no ceasefire. Oh, my God. Amen. There is no temporary truce. This is what they say. No quarter given, no ceasefire. You can't make an agreement with the devil. Here you got to, well, we're just going to have to stop this fighting, Satan. We're going to have to stop. I'm going to draw up an agreement, a contract that we're going to cease fire. As soon as he signs the document, he'll start firing on you. You can't trust the devil. So rather than trying to draw up a contract with the devil, destroy the devil. No ceasefire in this church, right? That when you look at that finally, that's what we're looking at. No ceasefire, no stopping. Amen. And I read the quote on Sunday how, you know, Satan gonna fight until he's cast into the lake of fire. That's his job. And some of my young people don't realize this, but as you get older, you're gonna realize this. You know, some of y'all complain about what happened on your job and you wanna get a new job. Go ahead. Go ahead, get one. But I don't care where you work. That person that was driving you crazy, now their name gonna change. When you get to the next job, it's gonna be a different one with a different name. You wanna know why? Cause you're not. It's it right here in verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is why you need to understand you're finally, right? There is no ceasefire. There is no truce. There is no change. It's going to be the same old devil. No matter where you go, it's the same old devil. You can even be in a Christian environment. And you're still going to fight devils. And it's not the person that you're coming up against. It's the devil. And every time he come to bring something, he's actually bringing out greatness in you. You understand that? God allows the devil to bring greatness out of you. But you're missing it. You're not getting it. Right? So this is why you got to finally. Your finally is that there is no ceasefire. There is no stopping. There is no truce. There's no getting away from it. I'm going to run from this. I'm getting out of this situation. I'm getting out of you. I'm stepping out of this fire. Or actually, they say out of the frying pan into the fire. You know, I'm getting out this frying pan. You in fire now. You in fire. You actually had a little something protecting you before. It was hot, but you had a little protection. But now you up in the fire. You can't run from it. And when you get in the fire, guess what's going to happen? A little turn here. Another little turn there. Another little turn here, turn here. And every time we turn, it's the reason we turn it because I'm waiting to see my reflection. Amen. One more battle, y'all. Right? Amen. You got to keep fighting. This is what we talk about when we're putting on this whole armor of God. And, you know, you got to understand this is until you get out of here. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I thought for sure I had it made. Oh, my.
Boy, they did me wrong. 14 years on the job, and I'm like, man, this is just wrong the way these folks just did me. This ain't right. And I thought I had myself a place of refuge, a place where I can be healed from my hurt. In 4 years' time, I see the same devils. But these devils gonna do it in Jesus' name. It's the same exact trial, and the same devils. And I, oh Lord, okay, God, ain't no sense to me fighting this, you know. Just all right, I'm gonna just take you at your word. But I'm just here to tell you, church, it's there is no ceasefire. There's no stopping, right? And after you come through this one, this one actually preparing you for the next one. Amen. I'm not saying don't go get another job. Go get one. Just understand when you get it, that devil that you saw, he going to be working there. He actually might find out the other person done changed, got saved and everything. Now you got this new devil over here. That devil he got cast out of this one, and now he on this one. All right. Don't run from it. Run to it. All right, let me keep going. So finally, it may be rendered from now on or henceforth, the spiritual battle Christians you are engaged in exists from now on until the Lord's return. There is no quarter given, no ceasefire, no temporary truce, no cessation of hostilities, right? From now on to the end, there is all-out war. Y'all get that? From now on to the end, there is all out war. The remainder of the verse may be paraphrased. Let yourselves constantly be strengthened by the Lord, more precisely by his mighty power. Because it's going to be all out war. Amen. Forget about your peace agreement with the devil. It ain't going to happen. All right. Let's look at this. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And what they're saying here, to stand has military overtones, right? To stand, it has military overtones. This verb was used in classical Greek meaning to resist the enemy and hold a critical position in battle. Right. So when you're in battle, you got to hold your critical position. Don't give that to the enemy. Once you got into something, you know, don't give up that little spot. Amen. It might be the difference between defeat or victory. Glory to God. Amen. I was telling you how George Washington got those guys ready for battle. He's like, look, if they give up, if they retreat, if they go back now, then we're going to lose. But they took a critical position and they held to their position. Glory to God. And by them holding to their position, it caused George Washington rode, amen, in between the battle lines. He was shot at many times. They even said they saw bullet holes in his jacket, but don't know how he didn't get hit. His horses went down. His jacket is all got bullet holes through it, but he didn't go down. It took courage for a man to do something like that. But when his soldiers saw him doing that, it caused them to want to fight a little bit more too. And because they held their position, they overcame the British Army, and America is America today because of that battle. So to stand. Right. To stand has military overtones. Says this verb was used in classical Greek meaning to resist the enemy and hold a critical position in battle. The wiles of the devil. So you stand against the wiles of the devil. And this says the wiles of the devil is the devil's strategy. Satan carefully devises schemes and tactics against believers. I want y'all to catch that one. Satan carefully devises schemes and tactics against the enemy. And notice what the next verse says. So if Satan is carefully devising schemes and tactics against the believers, catch this next verse. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So what that should tell you is that sometimes Satan uses those that's closest to you
And if you're not able to discern and withstand, and you get emotional, you're going to get defeated. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all don't know that, right? Remember Jesus? He had somebody that really loved him. Peter. Peter loved him. Peter would fight for him and do all kind of stuff. But, you know, Peter made a comment. And Jesus would tell him how he had to go to the cross and he had to do this and he had to do that. And Peter, no, you can't do that. And he kind of rebuking the Lord. And Jesus had to tell Peter. Actually, he wasn't talking to Peter. He knew who was talking through Peter. So he didn't say, get thee behind me, Peter. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Because Satan was talking through Peter. Yeah. Our families can be anointed by the devil. They can be anointed by the Holy Ghost, or they can be anointed by the devil. The devil will use those that's closest to you. Amen. That's why you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. That's not what this is. That's why I say it's not a flesh and blood affair. Amen. The Bible actually tells us who we're wrestling against. Look at it. Say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. All right. So, here we're wrestling and we got to understand that this is not a flesh and blood affair. This is a spiritual battle. Therefore, we need spiritual armor in order to overcome. Hallelujah. So the spiritual armor is found here in verse 13. It still tells us, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. All right. Now, let me just work with verse 13 for a little bit. But again, we have to have a almost. Remember, I said this has military overtones. Okay, this has military overtones. So when you got a military overtone, then you have to approach it with a military approach. Now, most soldiers with a military approach, it's serious business with them, right? It's not joking. It's not laughing. It is serious business. And I mean, you got a job to do. You work for the army, right? So it is what it is. You get an order, you got to carry it out. Bottom line, right? And we got orders from heaven that we got to carry out. We got to stand for this word. Amen. Look at it. Glory to God. Now, I just want to, this little note here that says, wherefore, out of verse 13, wherefore means because of this. That is, because we face such a formidable foe, we must avail ourselves of God's provision, lest the enemy destroy our Christian witness and ministry. Right. The evil day refers to the periodic demonic onslaught and satanic assaults. Having done all includes both dressing oneself in God's armor and resisting Satan. So not only do you dress yourself in the armor, but then you got to resist the devil. And this is every believer. Right. Says and resisting Satan. Having done all these, be ready for the devil. Oh, my God. I'm reading their notes. Look, he says, having done all includes both dressing oneself in God's armor and resisting Satan. Having done all these, be ready for the devil will attack again and again. No break. No letting up. He's going to attack again and again. Glory to God. Glory to God. If I was to ask the question, how many of y'all left Sunday and went under attack? Right after the service. If I was to ask, I'm just telling you how the devil do things. You in church, amen, glory, as soon as you leave here. He don't care. He don't care. I mean, this is just the church. We got to understand this is a real battle. This is a real battle. And we have to prepare ourselves accordingly. Amen. It's not going to stop. So don't worry about the truce. Amen. This is all out war unto the end. Glory to God. All right. Can I go on? I like some of these other things they said here. So verse 14 says, stand therefore. Stand therefore. Take a military stance. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, I want to bring out a couple of things here. They say truth is a knowledge of the truth of God's word. Right. So truth is a knowledge. Now, remember, I share with you on Sunday how when Jesus defeated the devil, he didn't use superpowers. He used the one thing that the weakest Christian can always use, and that's the word of God. He used "it is written," and that put the devil in his place. But if you read your scripture carefully, after Jesus defeated those three wild attacks of the devil, amen, the Bible says that the devil left him for a season. I mean, here come the devil again with another trial. If the devil wouldn't stop messing with Jesus, he's not going to stop messing with you. I remember Brother Billy Paul, he said, "Daddy, I'm just so tired of the devil. He always on me. Say, son, stop complaining. So just stop complaining. Say what? He said, son, if he's always after you and always on you, that means he don't have you. Amen. Another statement that they made here that I want y'all to get, because it says, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth. Now, it says the ancient soldiers' loins, the waist, right, were girt about with a leather belt which held most of the other pieces of his armor in place, right? And so this, you know, if you don't have truth of the word of God, then it's not going to hold everything else in place. Right. If you don't know the scripture, amen, the devil can just throw anything at you. But you got to know where you stand. Amen, church. Right. So I mean, cause notice I told you that the devil used somebody to try to bring the word to you. They just twist it up a little bit. That's why you better be listening to the tapes yourself. You better be getting understanding of what the prophet's saying yourself. You better be reading your Bible yourself. Glory to God. Let God speak to you, because otherwise you'll be all confused. Amen. He says this, the breastplate of righteousness, it represents a holy character and moral conduct. Now, I'm reading their notes. I'm reading notes from my Bible. The breastplate of righteousness, all right, is found in verse 14 there. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. They say the breastplate of righteousness, amen, represents a holy character and moral conduct. Obedience to the truth. Now, I want to make sure we get this one. Obedience to the truth known produces a godly life righteousness. Obedience to the truth known. Hallelujah. Obedience to the truth known produces a godly life of righteousness. Everybody that I have seen come against this truth that's known, the one that's revealed through God's prophet, William Marion Branham, everybody that forsakes that stops living a holy life. I didn't say that. This is just theologians. The theologian said obedience. That's what the breastplate of righteousness is. That almost tells me that you can't even put on the armor if you're not going to follow the truth. If you're not going to follow truth, how are you going to put on the armor? Right? How are you going to be girded about if you don't have the true knowledge of the word of God? You don't have true revelation. How are you going to be dressed properly? You know, that this word is what dresses us for the rapture. The revealed word dresses us. Amen, church. So without truth, you already defeated. But obedience to the truth known. The obedience to the truth known produces a godly life of righteousness. That was, to me, very powerful. And it goes on to say this in verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation
of the gospel of peace. Now, they made a statement that the preparation of the gospel of peace means eagerness that comes from the gospel of peace. That is, as the Roman soldier wore special shoes called caligae on his feet, these shoes enabled him to advance against his enemy. Now, the shoes that they were wearing, it helped them advance against the enemy. Now they made a statement that says, so the Christian must have on his feet a sense of eagerness or willingness to advance against the devil and take the fight to him. So when your feet is sharp with the preparation of the gospel of peace, you can actually take the fight to the devil. That don't mean you have to always be on the defense, but sometimes you can be on the offense. Now, remember David? David saw Goliath come out and like, now this guy just keep defying, you know, and let me just put it this way. I'm not saying go look for trouble. David wasn't looking for trouble. David was just there to do his job. His job was go serve, give your brother some food. That's what daddy sent him there. Go give your brother some food. So he showed up to give food. And while he's there just doing his job, all of a sudden Goliath show up. And they're like, you know, I defy the armies of the living God, and I this, and I that, and I this. And you're like, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? David didn't even know his name. He'll say, I know you're Philistine, but who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Talking like that. He's like, well, David, you know, you better watch yourself. No. And even his brothers got, you know, who you think you is? He's like, no, look, I'm just saying somebody should step up and fight this guy. I mean, don't let him talk like that. We the armies of the living God. He ain't got no business talking like that to us. And the way David started talking, it got amongst the army. Even the army believed this little boy got something. I mean, sometimes what come out your mouth let people know what's in your heart. Right? And it ain't like no, you ain't gonna just keep talking like that. Right? So he said, I mean, look, I can take him out. Now, what you talk about? I said, man, look, I already defeated a bear, and I defeated a lion. He ain't no bigger than none of them. I can take him out. I said, all right, we're going to let you talk to Saul. Saul got to talking to him. He's like, man, this man's a warrior since his forever. And now you just a little baby. Come on, man. Well, you know, he said, look, I'm sorry. I took out a lion. I took out a bear. I saved my father's sheep. I'm ready to, he said, the same God that delivered them into my hand will deliver this one into my hand, too. Say, man, you talk different than everybody else in the camp. Yeah. So I tell you what, here, take my armor. Go out there and fight the enemy. Now, if Saul going to give him his armor, Saul didn't even trust his own armor, but going to give it to David. David said, I can't fight with none of this. I ain't never proved none of these things. Keep your armor. I got a slingshot, and I'm going to pick up 5 rocks on my way, and I'm going to fight this devil. See, he was ready to advance against the enemy. And there comes a time where sometimes you just got to stand up. Now, I didn't say go looking for it, but sometimes you got to stand up. I can give you 2 quick examples from the prophet. One time he was in a meeting, and he saw demons manifesting in the supernatural. They was manifesting. They took a table and picked it up in the middle of a room. And they say, anybody here strong enough to pull it down, pull it down. They got a couple men to walk up and try to pull the table down. Could not get the table down. Demons manifesting. So Brother Branham, you know, looked at it and said, this is the devil. They say, you know, you say this is the devil, you pull it down. I said, no, I ain't got time for this. This is the devil. And so finally they challenged, say, you're a preacher of the gospel? I said, yeah. I said, you think it's the devil? He said, yeah, it is. He said, but this not of God. He said, you think it's a, you know, he said, I tell you what. He says, I'm going to ask you some questions. He says, I can't pull it down, but God can, you know. And he says, in the name of the Father, come down. Nothing. In the name of the Son, come down. Nothing. In the name of the Holy Ghost, come down. Nothing. He said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come down. Say the table fell and broke to pieces. Now, it didn't do that until they challenged him. He had to stand up for who he was. He was a believer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they begin to confess, oh, yeah, this was of the devil. Another time, you know, I was just listening recently, and there was a a fella that was he was criticizing the Word of God, and he had a whale that he had dissected, and they looked at the throat on the whale, and they said, it's impossible for the throat of a whale to swallow a man. So that story about Jonah was incorrect. So Brother Branham's sitting there listening. He say something just rose up in him that he just could not let that man get away with that. He say, pardon me, sir. Excuse me. I'm sorry. He say, but the Bible said that it was a special fish prepared for Jonah. That's what it didn't say. Well, it said a special prepared fish. He says, so maybe not that whale can swallow him, but the one that God prepared swallowed him. The man didn't have nothing else to say. Every once in a while, God would give you an opportunity to step up and say something. Now, let me just make that clear, because some of us put ourselves out there. Everything that go on social media, you don't have to be a part of. Your name ain't got to be in everything. And you ain't doing that just to be friends. Sometimes you need to let some things come to you rather than you going to it. Hello, somebody. All right. You don't have to defend this. It already defended itself. Amen. Now, why you think people don't show up and just why you think they take the battle to social media only? They don't show up to churches. And we done invited a lot of people to ministers' meetings. They have not come. Have not come, invited multiple times. Well, you got something, come share it at the ministers. I ain't coming. Why? Why are you not coming to the ministers? I ain't coming. And got all kind of excuses. Prove to us, you know, your points. Bring it. You say you're going to use the Bible, bring your Bible. And just show us what you got. Same thing that Brother Branham did with them 400 preachers that said he was teaching wrong on water baptism. All right, bring your Bible and stand here at the pulpit and disprove it. Nobody showed up. Same thing today. Nobody's showing up, but they show up on social media. And I'm not on social media, but I still know what be going on. Praise the Lord. So I'm just telling everybody here within the sound of my voice, you ain't got to be commenting on everything. Glory to God. Sometimes you need to learn how to pass right by. See and don't see. Hear and don't hear. Now, if they bring it to you, it's a different story. But if you go to it, amen. All right. Praise the Lord anyhow. All right, church. Glory to God. Amen. Remember, anytime you on social media, you represent the church. All of us are represented in whatever you say. Glory to God. So be careful. All right. So listen, this is going on a little further. Said here, your feet shot with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Okay. And this is, so these are special shoes so that you can advance on the enemy when you need to. All right. So the other one says here, above all, taking the shield of faith. Amen. And what that means is taking God at his word by believing his promises. And when you have trust like this, it will protect you from doubt induced by Satan. Take God at his word. Believe in all his promises, it'll help protect you from doubt induced by Satan. Oh, God, I love this. I don't have this with me. Maybe my. Let's see. There was a scripture that I was thinking about. It was in my daily Bible reading. A scripture that I ran into today, and I was just going to just give it to you all real quick. Maybe my daughter might remember. What book of the Old Testament we going through where it's talking about these First Kings? What chapter? 14. First Kings 14. You know, the devil gonna always throw something at you. That's why you can't approach God with intellect. You have to just take some things by faith. take it by faith. Let's look at something here. Actually, I think I want to go to chapter 15. Let me just see something here. Or it might be in 14. I'm looking for... Yeah, verse 21. Let's see here. No, that doesn't look right. I'm looking for Asa. Okay, all right. It's over in chapter 15. Okay, yeah. Look at this. Verse 9. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. 41 years. No, I'm sorry. I gotta go back. Gotta go back to verse 1 because I missed something. Okay. Now, in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Absalom. Now, we're talking about Abijam. Abijam reigned over Judah, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Absalom. Now, I'm going to go to verse 8. I'm just skipping a little bit. And it says, and Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. And 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Absalom. Now, who was Asa's mother? Maacah, the daughter of Absalom. His daddy's name was Abijam, and his daddy's mama happened to be named Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. I looked at that and said, wait a minute. There's something wrong here. Now, is there a mistake here in the scripture? Or, because see, this is how the devil will start playing with your mind. Right? This is how the devil will start playing with your mind. And if you're not careful and just wait on God just to reveal things to you. See, and I'm using this because this is how people come against the message. They find something just this small, and they'll try to say, well, the message must be wrong. No. If you're gonna take it from that approach, then you have to look at these scriptures too. And actually, I don't want to give the answer because it's this go out on the internet. You find the answer. Or you come see me privately. Right? But I want you to notice sometimes you see little things like that in the scripture, and if you're not careful, the devil will throw you off on that. But you got to wait on the Lord in order to reveal all things. And one thing I will tell you, this is talking about a position that this lady was having. Okay, this was a position. Sometimes as mother, it's a position of influence. Glory to God. And she had a certain amount of influence that Asa had to come and actually tear down her idols and everything else and take her from her position, right? Because it was a position of influence. Now, I put it's a grandmother. It was his grandmother, but she had a position of influence. Now, and I can also show you in the same scripture where let me also just keep reading here, verse 11. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. I thought Abijam was his father. You get lost if you're trying to put things together with your intellect, right? But all it is just it's you know, you got to see things from a spirit. You got to be able to read between the lines when you read scripture. And if you got to read between the lines to read scripture, sometimes you have to read between the lines to understand this message. Oh, praise the Lord. But watch out for that devil, all right? Because what he's trying to do is get you off of the word of God. And if he can just kind of give you a little speck of doubt, get you doubting here and doubting there, then he's got you right where he needs you. Put on the whole armor of God, all right? Let me finish reading this. Amen. The shield of faith means taking God at his word, believing his promises. Such trust will protect one from doubt induced by Satan. And this helmet, it says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, just a quote, and we'll bring it to a close here tonight. Amen. This the prophet makes some comments here. Praise the Lord. This is out of the message, Redemption by Power. It says, usually in the old soldiers, when they put on those ornaments of war, they had a big belt that buckled it together, holding over their loins these shields to keep the enemy spears off. What a real lesson that is to us. And when the loin begin to get weak, hang down the shield, they tighten up on their belt, bring them up tight again. What a perfect picture today when you begin to feel like you're slacking, or the devil says it's no use. And how many of the devil have told that to? When you feel like you're slacking, or the devil says it's no use, reach down and tighten up the belt a little bit. Pull up the sword a little tighter in the hand and go forward. I like that. Be ready for the march. Okay, and this other one here I want to bring to you, the greatest battle ever fought, and we'll bring it to a close here. Amen. He says, how are you going to let this helmet, what's it does? It's a protection. What is a helmet made out of? Brass. Brass can't even be tempered. Hard, harder than iron. A brass headpiece. The salvation knowledge of knowing this, and my healing comes from my God. My salvation comes from God. My experience matches his word, not the church's idea, the word. Amen. There you are, covered over with a protection. The helmet of salvation delivers. Take that, then go marching forward. Oh, now that's what we're supposed to do, Satan's army. Now watch, I got to hurry. I got to get this in. Satan's army brings diseases. That's what Satan is. He's a destroyer. Satan, the whole kingdom of Satan is sickness, death, and sorrow, and frustrations, and worry, all on Satan. God is life, faith, joy, peace. Over here, see? Now that's the two great forces that's coming together right now. They're battling. They're battling right here in the building right now. They battle day by day with you, every force. Satan following you along, that great, big, kindly, priestly Goliath trying to scare the liver out of you. He's right, but God. I like that. He's right, but God. You're fortified, amen, with the gospel, with the word of truth around your loin. Glory, preacher, that's what it is. Helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword, waving it in your hand. Satan, I'm coming to meet you. See, now look at that. That's not a position where you actually on the defense. When I'm coming to meet you, I'm on the offense. I got my feet sharp, the preparation of the gospel of peace. Satan, I'm coming to meet you. You meet me in the name of science. You meet me in the name of culture. You meet me in the name of organization. You meet me in the name of this, that, or the other. But I meet you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. I'm coming after you. Give away. Even death itself can't stand there. Chop a hole right through it. That's right. It goes on to say that Satan's army brings diseases, and God's army is commissioned to cast them out. Amen. There you are. Every time Satan throws any onto you, God's army is to cast him out. Amen. Cast out. That's the very technique that God used. Satan used the army of destruction to disbelieve God's word and set him up a better kingdom than Michael had, and God cast him out. God's method is cast out the evil, cast down reasoning, cast down superstition, cast down worry, cast down diseases, cast down sin. If I could just add, cast down emotion, right? Amen. You're above it. Resurrected in Christ Jesus, sitting in heavenly places with every devil under your foot. If he starts to stick his head in there and he says, you know, you're dead. Your life is here. What is dead? You're dead to your senses. You're dead to your conscience. Your own human will would say, yes, I guess, dead to your reasoning, dead to all those things. And you are buried in the name of Jesus Christ and raised with him. And wherever he is, there you are also. What happened when one of them doubters got in heaven? God kicked him out. And what did he say to the soldiers that raised in Christ? When a devil comes along, kick him out. Look, notice those words. Didn't say pet him and play with him and compromise with them, kick them out. Cast them out. When Jesus trained this army and commissioned them to the ends of the world, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow the believers, my soldiers, in my name. They shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents, or drink deadly things. It wouldn't harm them if they lay their hands on the sick. They shall recover. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. I'm crucified with him. Nevertheless, I live, not me that live, but he that liveth in me, the word going on before God, cutting away with his sharp two-edged sword. Church, I encourage you, put on the whole armor of God as you go into one more battle. Amen. Keep fighting. We're going to fight to the end. After we leave here, another battle. So as soon as y'all get out of church, somebody going to be on call you and got something to say. Glory to God. And sometimes I find it so strange how people that don't even go to this church know everything that go on in the church. How you keep up with us that much? Do you watch the videos? If so, praise the Lord. And one day something going to strike. Revelation will strike, and you'll come out of that thing. One more battle, church. Keep pressing on. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. And God, just a few things here that we could glean from. And how we just we realize that, like that finally, it means it's no stopping, no truce, no break. It's all out war from here, from now until the time we leave this earth. It's all out war. So since the devil is trying to defeat us, we got to be just as motivated to defeat him. And God, we got to sometimes take the battle right to him, not running from him all the time, but sometimes taking it right to him. And realizing that even after we overcome, he's coming back with something else. So we'll overcome that too. And we'll constantly be victorious. That is what you called us to do. And you didn't call us here to be on a picnic. You called us to fight. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. And as we look back in scripture and see all those that have overcome, then God, we are also in that line. And we shall overcome. Because you overcame, we can overcome also. Help us to take the word, use it. It's the greatest weapon that you could give us, Lord. And I believe the trial, Lord, is the greatest gift that you could give us. So help us, Lord, to welcome it and to embrace it, not to run from it. God, is our prayer. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Also, Lord, just want to at this time also remember Brother Quentin in prayer. His father had a little episode there this morning, and God, we just thank you for just being there with him. And as he's gone, Lord, just to see about his dad, we pray for traveling mercies and pray, God, that you would just continue to strengthen and raise him up, Lord, that you would touch him in his body, that you, God, would just move by your spirit upon him. We just commit him, Father, into your capable hands. We know that you're more than able. And God, as we bring the service to a close here tonight, we pray that you would just go with us. Thank you for bringing us back into the house of the Lord. But as we leave, Lord, may we go encouraged and strengthened by the word of God. May you bring us back at the appointed time on Sunday morning. We come for prayer and Sunday school and worship. We have communion, Lord, on Sunday evening. Lord, we're just grateful. And my heart also goes out, Father, as we prepare to bring closure to this phase of our school. We know, God, that you'll take us forward, and we're just looking forward to the doors that you have in front of us that you want us to walk through. We're looking, we're just under expectation for these great things. So, God, we thank you in advance, and we just appreciate all that you have done. We appreciate all that you've promised to do, and we also appreciate what you're doing for us right now. It's in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus that we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Amen. As we let's just sing this one last song, and we'll prepare to dismiss. Conqueror, victorious, I'm reigning with Jesus. I'm seated
in heavenly places with him, with him. Oh, the kingdom of God is within me. I know no defeat, only victory. Yes, the kingdom of God is within me. I know no defeat, only strength and power. I'm a conqueror, victorious. I'm reigning with Jesus. I'm seated in heavenly places with him, with him. The kingdom of God is within me. I know no defeat, only victory. Oh, the kingdom of God is within me. And I know no defeat, only strength and power. I'm a conqueror, victorious. Praise the Lord. Man, we'll have the brothers come at this time and we'll prepare to dismiss. I'm seated.